there is a boy who is just like other boys. Until one night, he sees from his window a storm on the horizon.
Howie, who are you?
I'm Peter Pan, and you, Captain.
All of a sudden, at 3 years old, Owen vanishes. The doctor says, let me explain what autism is. Some of the kids don't ever talk again.
I remember thinking, I'm just going to hold you so tight and love you so much that whatever is going on will go away.
We're beginning to give up hope. And one day, we're watching the Disney animated movies. And he says he doesn't want to grow up like Mowgli or Peter Pan.
What the hell just happened?
And all of a sudden, it became clear to us. He's using these movies to make sense of the world he actually is living in, our world. So at that point, we began to speak to him in Disney dialogue.
A documentary releasing this week tackles the difficulties of communication in a very different context. Life Animated, it's called, and it's a film about Owen, a young autistic man who learned to express himself from a young age with the help of 90s Disney animations, the films he grew up with, and in particular, the scene-stealing sidekick characters in movies like Aladdin, The Little Mermaid, and The Lion King. Life Animated is also about Owen's coming of age as he prepares to leave home and live in a special facility with his autistic girlfriend. Combining touching interviews with Owen and his parents, home footage, Disney clips, and animated sequences commissioned especially for the film, Life Animated is a unique, moving insight into a family situation that's often framed in much narrower, bleaker terms. It's one to seek out. And I spoke to its director, Roger Ross Williams, when he was in town for the Melbourne International Film Festival just a few weeks ago. Now, Owen's autism means that he likes routine and he doesn't like unexpected developments. Was that hard, given that you were going to, you know, introduce a documentary film crew into his life? I mean, was it hard to gain his trust? Was it hard to deliver a kind of routine within the context of shooting a documentary?
Well, the wonderful thing about Owen is that, you know, he's kind of an ideal documentary subject because Owen lives in the land of the lost sidekicks. He's immersed in his own world and he lives in the moment and he completely ignored the crew. It was really important for me to have the same director of photography, Tom Bergman, who was with Owen the whole time and basically sort of embedded himself in his life. And Owen got pretty used to Tom being around and pretty much never looked in the camera.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, and very helpful, obviously, not looking down the camera. Well, except for those moments when you deliberately have him looking down the camera. Now, tell me a little bit about the motivation behind those shots.
Sure. I always wanted to make this film or tell the story from Owen's point of view. I want to bring the audience into Owen's world and really experience Owen from the inside looking out, as opposed to the way most films about people with challenges and disabilities are from the outside looking in. So I filmed Owen. Owen is the only one who looks at the camera. And Owen is filmed on what's called an Interitron, and it's a television. Owen is looking at a television screen.
Oh, this is the device that Errol Morris invented,
yes.
Right?
Yep. Yes. So Owen, who spent his life watching a television screen, if I was sitting before him and tried to make eye contact and interview him in a traditional way, he would most likely turn away or be distracted. But with my image on a screen in front of him, he looks right at me and has a conversation with me and this, in a sense, is looking right at the audience. And then what I do is I have a little A-B switch and I click and I switch over to a Disney animated clip on the same screen. And Owen then begins to mouth the words and interact with that clip. And you get to see, you basically the audience is inside the Disney clip and in a sense inside his head.
Roger Ross Williams, his documentary Life Animated is in current release.